This state of nothingness or no-thingness is kind of, I feel it like a kind of liberating. And is that something that's really quick, or is something that we attain and is forever? I feel it like this.
The process of insight meditation is establishing that quality of vision or attitude, that change of attitude. So it can be just be for a moment. That quality of no thingness can be seen and known just momentarily, and then suddenly the world of things, like, oh wow, I've really got it. And there's a me who's got a thing. It's now mine. So what we talk about meditation as development, bhavana, is a lot to do with the cumulative process of establishing that attitude, that way of seeing, and strengthening that, making that, working to make those moments more regular, more complete, and then also to take more completely to heart the implications of that. So that even when the mind is getting caught up in the world of things, it's closer to the surface of the mind that, that feels really irritating or exciting, but this is just the impression. So that even if the mind is caught by the world of things, there's a recognition of, the mind is now being caught by this. So it's a cumulative process. When we talk about total enlightenment or complete enlightenment, then that's that moment of irreversibility. Yeah, and I don't speak about that from personal experience or realization, but so when we talk about an arahant, then that in an arahant, that means that quality of no-thingness is unshakable. The mind can't really believe in the world of things, even though an arahant will talk and walk and speak and eat and yes, like the Buddha's own life. You know, he was very... He lived a very interactive and engaged life and very creative, so that quality of seeing the empty nature of things doesn't make you sort of disconnected or disabled or out of touch, but rather that the mind holds that in a context all the time. The world of things and people and activity, it's seeing that continually. So the central importance of insight meditation is like developing that as a skill, so that even if it's just for a moment, then as Ajahn Chah would say, you know, if you've been in a dark room for years and years, even if the light comes on for a second, then goes off again, you know what the room looks like. You know, the light's been on for a moment, so you know, you can't really forget it. And so those momentary experiences of Nibbana, in Pali it's called Tadangana Nibbana or Tadangana Vimutti, like temporary nibbana or temporary liberation. So that effort of insight meditation is strengthening the causes for that way of seeing and knowing to be established and to become more continuous. There's a very useful book by Ajahn Buddhadasa, I think it's called Nibbana for Everyone. We've probably got copies in the library. That has got a lot of very helpful material on that.